Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Bus Stop Podcast, the Greyhound podcast that lets you know what all is taking place within Greyhound. And today, for our first podcast of 2017, I'm joined by Andy Kaplinski, who is our Chief Commercial Officer. Andy, thank you for taking time out to join us today.
No problem. It's good to be here. Thank you.
We have a lot to talk about when it comes to commercial development. They have been very, very busy over the past year, year and a half, and have a lot more even coming down the pipeline as they look to keep us relevant with our customer base. But before we talk about everything that they have going on, want to just get to know a little bit more about you, Andy, and for our listeners who may not know much about you or may not be familiar with who you are. So if you'll just tell us a little bit about your background here at Greyhound.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I joined Greyhound a little over 11 years ago as Director of Strategic Planning. And if you recall those days, Steve Gorman was the CEO, and we were just starting the Swift project. So after a few months, I joined that team pretty much full time and dedicated the first year and a half or so to being part of the Swift project. Over the years, I've held a number of positions in finance, supporting operations, Bill Blankenship for a couple years. I was director of commercial planning for a few years and then became CFO in the fall of 2009. I was CFO for about 5 years and then just about 2 years ago became Chief Commercial Officer as we decided to focus on transformation and growing the business. We decided we needed to put a little more focus to the customer and to the commercial side of the business. So I had the opportunity to take on this role and to lead the commercial team.
So a lot of new things taking place, obviously, in your new role as Chief Commercial Officer. Commercial development, what exactly is that for our listeners?
Yeah, as I said a second ago, the idea was a few years ago we had decided that we'd taken it about as far as we could as far as cutting costs to grow our bottom line, and we needed to really focus on growth, and that we needed a team that brought all of the, I guess, customer touch points together under one group to be able to be the voice of the customer, to focus on the customer journey, and to drive growth through identifying what the customers wanted and needed, and then delivering on that. So we brought together the pricing, the schedule product, the marketing team, and the strategic development group all under one house, and we're all working much closer together to drive the initiatives to grow the business going forward.
And when you talk about the customers and reaching out to them, I guess in this day and age, one of the first place customers go to is the website. I know we've had some changes there. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. The first task that our group had was really to partner with the IT organization to build the IT transformation. And we wanted to start with a major customer-facing piece of it as the first phase of transformation. And that's really our website. And so we launched the website about a year ago, a little over a year ago, in November of 2015. The idea there was to really understand much better how customers wanted to look for travel and try to address those needs both within our website but also throughout the entire web. So we launched the website a year ago. It's focused on doing a much better job of helping customers shop. So to find the fares and the schedules that suits them best, as well as making the purchase process as streamlined as possible. Those are the first steps. We're also very focused on providing better content, so better information to help them through the journey, but also better information to help hopefully inspire them to take different trips of various sorts.
So feedback from the customers been good to this point?
Yeah, we came a long way with the website. Our customers are definitely responding very favorably. And I will say it's not just the website, but it's our entire digital property. So we've upgraded the mobile app with big improvements. And in fact, our app is being rated by consumers as the number one rated transportation consumer app in the marketplace. So, that compares to other transportation companies like Air. And right now, our rating on that app is higher than anybody else in the travel industry. We also won a BIMO Award, which is a British Interactive Media Award from the UK as the best consumer website of 2015. So we're doing a lot of really good stuff. The consumers are liking it. And if you look at our metrics, we're driving more people to the site, so our traffic to the website's growing, and then the percentage of people who are actually converting to tickets is growing as well. So we're seeing solid double-digit growth on the website since we launched it. We're pretty excited.
You mentioned the app,
yep.
And that's crucial in this day and age because everybody uses their smartphones for just about everything they do in this day and age.
Absolutely. I think within the next few years, that smartphone will be ubiquitous across virtually all in our entire customer base. Penetration will be well over 90%. We started out with the app being really similar to the website, being a transactional tool, and it's done very well as that, but we're starting to kind of migrate it into being more of an engagement tool. So with the app, we're able to communicate and get feedback and interact with our customers throughout their journey. So that's one of the first areas where we're starting to personalize what we offer the consumer based on what we know about them and what stage of the journey they're in. So we're pretty excited to see the impact of that.
And along the lines of the website, web chat, is that something new that's coming down the road?
We've already started it to a certain extent. So one of the things we'll be working on going forward and is what I'd call channel convergence. So trying to provide the same capabilities and experience no matter what channel you're interacting with us, whether it's brick and mortar with a customer service employee or whether it's through the call center, the web, and so forth. And so this is a step to try to streamline that and to help people through the purchase process. So we've added chat to a couple places in the website, one within the help and information section, and then we just started adding it within the purchase flow. So we're able to use this technology and be able to tell if a customer is dwelling on a page for longer than normal, and if they are, we can pop up this chat and ask them if they need any help. We started out pretty small, and it continues to grow, and we now have a dedicated staff at our call centers that are handling these chats. It's pretty interesting. You're able to handle 3 or 4 chats at one time versus a call where you can only do one at a time. So we're getting good response, and I think it's helping with selling tickets.
Improved customer service, which is the name of the game, right?
Absolutely. That's it.
So the customers also have some great benefits. I'm assuming this is through the website, Priceline being one of those. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so one of our goals as we move forward is to expand beyond just bus travel and or add the ability for our customers to purchase, other lines of business or other products from us. And we were able to work out a deal with Priceline to get access to their most aggressive fares from their hotel partners, and offer that up only to people who come in and buy tickets. And so we've added the capability through the purchase flow to merchandise and sell hotel stays. And we've seen really good uptake with it and really good value, and we're looking for more opportunities to promote the Priceline deal. We're doing a test with the call centers to try to push hotels through the call center purchases as well. So I think it's a big opportunity. It's pure profit for us, and we're looking forward to seeing what else we can do.
We have any other opportunities like that, maybe with Uber or anything? Any?
Yeah. Right now with Bolt Bus, we do have an Uber offering, and we continue to talk to Uber and Lyft to deal with the first and last mile. One of the big opportunities with the website as we go forward is to try to tie in the door-to-door experience with helping our customers find that first and last mile solution. So you should look for more for that coming in the future.
We haven't stopped there, though. You guys are doing things with the ticket design,
yeah.
I understand?
Yeah, so remember what I said about the commercial group. Everything's about the customer. The customer's at the center of everything we do. And if you recall a couple years ago, the tickets and still some of the tickets coming out of trips are very technical looking and look like they're more suited for our operations and our accounting staff than for the customer. So we've tried to put the customer lens on what they'd want to see on the ticket, and we've made it look a lot more customer-friendly, and we're providing the information we think they need to help them through their journey. So giving them an idea of where the station is, how far in advance they should show up, and really helping guide them through the journey. This is augmented by emails that we send out the day before journey to help the customer, very personalized, to help the customer understand what to expect when they get to our terminal.
We've also done some things with dynamic pricing or one-way pricing. Can you explain how that's benefiting the customers?
Yeah, so we've been working on a major initiative for quite some time, a really complex process of replacing the pricing engine that drives trips today with the new modern one, more similar to what the airlines use. And the idea behind this is really to more effectively price our seats to what the market values them for. One-way pricing is kind of the first stage where we're now able to price a return ticket or each direction of the ticket based on the demand for those tickets. What it does for the customer is it really puts the power in their own hands. They can make the trade-offs and they can make the choices between, you know, a more popular schedule that might be more money based on convenience, or willing to make a compromise on convenience and travel maybe at a different time that they really wanted to, but we'll see the value of that in the discounted tickets. So we're seeing a couple things happen with it. One is we're able to price the non-peak schedules much lower than we were before, which is driving demand from a new customer base. The other is we're pricing up on the peak periods, so we're getting more revenue for the peak schedules, but we're also shifting that demand somewhat. So we're shifting them away from the peak periods where we may not have enough buses to the periods where we have plenty of seats. And so our load factor is going up considerably because of it.
Now, in this day and age, everyone has a customer loyalty program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming we have one as well, and explain that to us.
Yeah, so we've had Road Rewards for quite some time. I think we launched it 8 or 9 years ago. And it's done okay for us, but we haven't really invested much in it or really thought through how do we improve it in quite some time. And so we're in the process of designing and developing a new loyalty program, one that we think really resonates with the customers. We've done a lot of research in the last few months to understand what our customers are telling us they want out of a loyalty program. And first and foremost, what they want is value from Greyhound. So we entered it thinking we needed a bunch of partners. We still may explore some of it, but you know, we thought we might need a credit card company to go along with, or you know, join up with Walmart to have our points be valuable with other partners. But our customers said resoundingly that they want value from Greyhound. So we're starting out with a lot of offers and awards tailored to tickets and ticket discounts or free tickets. The big changes that we're making, though, our existing program, your points expire at the year anniversary of your sign-up, no matter what, whether you've traveled with us or not. And as a result, not enough of our customers are actually achieving award levels. We want to create engagement. We want this to be a tool to encourage customers to travel with us more, but also encourage them to advocate for us and engage with us and give us ideas on new products, for instance. So another thing we're doing is we're increasing the number of points you get per trip, which they can use as currency for discounts and so forth. And we can start to give customers points for engaging with us and for advocating for us. So we think, you know, there's more opportunity to earn points, more opportunity to grow that points level to get really valuable benefits, and there's more opportunity to engage with us and get compensation for it.
So we've talked about quite a bit here today. There's some things coming down the pipeline, I'm assuming, for 2017 and even beyond. Anything you can tell us about at this point?
Yeah, so on the digital side of things, pretty much all of our foundational systems are in place. So we're doing a lot of work to leverage those foundational systems and get more out of them. The website, what you'll see is continued improvement in the purchase path. So what we want to get to is a one-click purchase across all of our digital channels, and we're getting pretty close to that now. We're also going to work on personalization. So as we know more about our customers who visit our website, we'll customize the experience to what's interesting them. But we're not just keeping it on the digital side of the equation. We're really, as many people have seen, we're making an investment in customer service training. To augment that training, we're working on service redesign, which is really how do we take the experience that the customer has from the point of walking in the terminal to leaving the terminal, and what are their pain points, what are the issues, what are the ways that we can improve that real physical experience with us. So we've identified quite a number of customer pain points, and we're looking to address those going forward to make their experience as pleasant as possible.
Well, Andy, thank you very much for joining us today and taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you guys are constantly busy in commercial development. You've accomplished a lot, and there's a lot more that's going to be coming. So once again, thank you very much. And thank you to our listeners for joining us again. And remember, you are Greyhound, so be first, be safe, be stellar.
Thank you.